All right. I want us to quickly do something before we go into the teaching for tonight. Ephesians 1, please, can you help me project it? Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. We are all going to say, we're going to read it together. And we're just declaring it 17 to 19. All right, so I want you to personalize it everywhere you see. So make it yours. Do we understand that? So may give unto me, so not you. That's what I want us to do, 17 to 19. Are we ready? All right, doing it together. So you can either open your Bible or use the screen. Want to go? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, and I may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working. Amen. Do we believe?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So we're going to be looking at a very simple discussion together this evening. It's Bible study, so we are going to be opening our Bibles a lot. So let us just get ready for that. I'm sure we've heard this over time, many times. And so we're going to be looking at your life is not your own. Amen. We're going to be looking at this in line with God's mandate for us as his people. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're starting now. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19 to 20. I want to use NKJV. Please help me to be fast. Thank you. All right. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Verse 20. For you are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Please, we have Amplified Classic. I want us to read it in Amplified Classic. We're going to be reading quite a number of scriptures in Amplified Classic too. All right, verse 19, please. Do you not know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit, who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? You are not your own. Verse 20. You are bought with a price, purchased with a preciousness, and paid for, made his own. So then, honor God and bring glory to him in your body. Hallelujah. Some key words that I want us to note from the scriptures we just read, or some key sentences. You are not your own. You are not your own. As long as you're a child of God, you are not your own. The day you gave your life to Jesus, from that day, you are not your own. Amen.
Amen.
You are bought with a price. No, when I read this, my mind almost blew open because it was like, purchased with a preciousness. Like, you are not ordinary. You are not just anybody. You are purchased with a preciousness and paid for. And then the final one says that you are made his own. So you are God's, right?
Yes.
Amen. All right. We'll read Colossians 3. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1 to 4. These are very popular scriptures. I'm sure we all have read it in one time or the other. All right. I want us to read NKJV first. Okay, I think I might have to read from my Bible. All right, okay. If then you were raised with Christ, please, I want us to follow. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Where is God? Where is Christ, I mean? Okay, from verse 1. Where is Christ? All right. So, that is where Christ is. So, where are you? All right. Thank you. Verse 4. All right. When Christ, who is... I want us to read it together now. When Christ, who is our life? Who is your life? Who is your life? I want that to sink in. You know, I want you to take 2 seconds to just let that sink in. Christ is my life. Amen. Amen. Then you also will appear with him in glory. I want us to read it in Amplified Classic. We can read verse 3 and 4 only in Amplified Classic. All right. For as far as this world is concerned, you have died. As far as Nigeria Wahala is concerned, you have died. As far as this world is concerned, you have died. And your new, real life is hidden with Christ. Where?
In God.
Verse 4. When Christ, who is what? Our life appears, then you also will appear with him in the splendor of his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The scripture is explaining itself, right? It's beautiful. Bible study is beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we are reading Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I know we know all these scriptures, and so it makes it more interesting to read it together. Galatians 2:20. I want us to read it in Amplified Classic also. Now it was Paul that was speaking here. This is where Paul got to. He just knew. So after that experience he had on the way to Damascus, he just knew that something had happened to him. And then he came to Galatians and he declared this. Hope we know that this scripture was written by Paul, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to read it together. Can we read it together, please? All right, let's go. I have been crucified with Christ. In him, I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ the Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in, by adherence to and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The key words I want us to pick from this verse is in brackets. It says by adherence to and reliance on and complete trust. Now, I looked up the dictionary for the meaning of adherence and reliance. It says that adherence means attachment or commitment to a person. Reliance means dependence. So, if indeed, you know, before I go on, if anybody is gay and you have not given your life to Christ, I'm sorry to say that this scripture is not for you. And you can make a decision right away, just where you're sitting, and just tell Jesus to take your life. It is his, you know. You can just do that so that you'll be blessed by this. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, we can see that if indeed we have been crucified with Christ, our life is really not ours. Right? It's not ours. Our life is Christ. Amen. Amen. The life that I live now is not my life. I'm living the life that Christ has given to me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Alright, I want us to look at God, Jesus' words in this regard too. So we're looking at Luke 9. Luke 9 verse 23 to 25. NKJV please. All right. Thank you, JB. All right. Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Verse 24. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. 25. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and he himself destroyed or lost? No, it was also said in Luke 17. This same rendition, or almost, was also in Luke 17:33. We don't need to read it. But I want us to go back to 23. Verse 23 of this chapter. All right. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. 24, please. All right. So for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. So many times, really, what we are trying to do is to save our life, right? And what we are doing is that we are actually losing it. Even as believers, many times we are at this point of always wanting to save our life. And that's why we usually have a plan B. It's almost the normal thing. Like, the reason why we have a plan B, or we just think that we can help ourselves, we can save ourselves. But it's very plain in scriptures. When we do that, we are losing life. We're actually losing life whenever we are trying to save ourselves, save our life. Because we really cannot. We really cannot. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Don't worry, we're going to a safe landing. Amen. Amen. So one of the things, or some things that make it seem like we can keep our life or we want to save it, is fear. Fear of what will happen, fear of tomorrow. Even the richest man still has a fear. You know, there's just fear. There's just a fear that comes with whether you have a lot or you have little. There's just a fear. Another one is worry. Matthew 6:25. Can we read Matthew 6:25? Worry. Worry. Some of us are worry machines. Like, we dispense worry. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life. We worry a lot. And really, what do we worry about? What will we eat? And what will we drink? No, about your body. What you will wear? I want to make sure I'm the finest in church on Sunday. Wow. We worry a lot. We worry about... I catch myself worrying about silly things, you know. Why? Why do I just have to worry? Worry about very, very annoying things. By the time you catch yourself, you'll be like, ah. Why are you worrying about this thing? As it might look so small, but you just find yourself worrying. I know you must learn to catch yourself when you're in that state and tell yourself that, no, this life that I'm living is not my own. Jesus has got me. Amen. 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 All right. Luke 9:62. Let's read this. Luke 9:62. Hallelujah. Are we being blessed?
Yes.
All right. All right. It says that, but Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And you know, looking at what we are discussing this evening, that my life is not my own. You know, your life is not your own. Many times, whenever we choose to take our life, this is what we are really doing. We are telling God that I want to quickly do my thing. And I'm taking off my hand from the plow. You know, that's what we are actually doing. Which is, he says that you are not fit for the kingdom of God. It's quite scary, but scriptures, it's just there written in scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
No, I want us to look at Paul, Apostle Paul, as an example of someone that knew that his life really is not his own. You know, Galatians 2:20, we read it earlier. He's the one that wrote that is crucified with Christ. So we're going to look at, you know, Paul had a very great CV.
Yeah.
Very great CV. And we are going to read it together, Philippians 3. He had a very great CV, but yet he was able to let it go and to follow through. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Philippians chapter 3. All right, from verse 3 to 9. We are going to 9. Now let's read this in NKJV. All right. Okay. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, because really, he also can have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I am also. That's what he was saying. That if there's anyone that can have confidence in the flesh, then hi, Paul. I have confidence in the flesh. You know, like he can choose to have confidence in the flesh. Amen. Verse 5. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. Like, you know when somebody, a professor is trying to read his portfolio and then stands and then is reading it out. I've done this, I've done that. That's what Paul was doing here, actually. All right, verse 7. Okay, verse 6, sorry. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. The guy was very zealous. Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. How many of you can say this of yourself? All right, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ. I want us to read this 7 again. But what things were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ. Verse 8. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, and I may gain Christ. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, this is the point we must all come to. This is the very point we must all come to, just like Paul, to say that all of my achievements, because I'm in Christ, they have become lost. They have become nothing. They have become nothing. True, if you think of it with your natural mind, it's difficult. Trust me. It's difficult. But because you're a child of God, and because you are led by the Spirit of God, it's possible. It's very possible. And friends, it's not in the words. It's not in the, you are affirming it here. It's a life. It's a life that we must choose to live. Like, we have come to that point of abandonment. That is Jesus or nothing. If tomorrow it has to take my life, then I'm ready for it. That's the point we have come to. That's the point we have come to. We must not, in fact, we are in a season where it is this or nothing. Because it just has to be this or nothing. Because there is a lot going on out there that you don't want to get involved with. I can't remember which of recently I was saying that if anybody that doesn't have Jesus presently in Nigeria, I don't know how they are coping. In fact, not just in Nigeria, anywhere. You can't do life without Christ Jesus. You cannot do life without Christ Jesus. Our life really is not ours. And we must come to that point. We must come to that resolve. There is either Jesus or nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Some ways that we can practically let go of our lives, you know. We've had teachings on this. We've had a lot of teaching. Obeying authority. The reason why many of us find it difficult to obey authority is because we still have a life to keep. We still have an ego to keep. But if indeed you know that you are dead, then doing the most stupid job, permit me to use that word, will not seem like anything. Because your life really is not your own. You can do it. You are doing it. The reason why you are obeying authority is because you know that your life is not yours and you are living for Jesus alone. And so anything an authority tells you, anything your pastor tells you, anything your HOD tells you is final. But the reason why we find difficult is because our life, we are still holding on to our life this way. Like you are not letting it go. Amen. Another way is through service. Another way is through giving. Like if you really, the reason why we find it difficult to give is because we are finding it difficult to let go. Some of us, our possession has become our life. Do you understand? Your pride is your life. Your ego is your life. Do we get it?
Yes.
Amen. Another place that we've heard teaching on is marriage. But people say that if you really want to quickly die, you want salvation work, then go and marry. And then you will know that your life really is not your own. Is it as a wife or as a mother? Then really, you know that your life really is not your own. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Don't worry, we're rounding up soon. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to be linking this to God's mandate. What's God's mandate? We're reading Matthew 24. I want us to read it for context sake from verse 3. But we are going to verse 14 actually. All right. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Before we continue, you know, when I was preparing this and I read this portion of scriptures, there was the study Bible I was using, I saw something there, and you know, it was saying that the disciples, they were just, the reason why they asked this question was because they were not focused. They were looking, what are you looking for saying? Don't worry, when we get to verse 14, you will understand that they were actually just not focused. They were just, why are you looking for saying when there's a work for you to do? Amen. All right, let's go. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." Verse 6. Okay. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Praise God. You know, yesterday, this scripture, I was taking a class, and then this scripture was what we were reading. And I had to stop the class and call my sisters in the house and read this scripture to them. That what was the interpretation we have always had as regards the end of the time? That's where you hear of words and rumors of words, that's when the end has come. But it's not true. I was like, hey, they've taught us rubbish. I'm sorry. And I was like, hey, is that what it really said? But the end is not yet. Ah, I was like, we need to read our Bible for ourselves. Oh, please, let us always read our Bible, because I was so shocked. Like, hey, wow, I didn't see it that way at all. Amen. All right, let's continue verse 7. "For nation will rise against nation." All these things are happening, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. But the end has not yet come. All right, let's keep reading. "And kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places." Is this happening?
Yes.
Verse 8. "All these are the beginning of sorrows." All right, verse 9. "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another." 11. Then many false prophets will arise up and deceive many. 12. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be? All right, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. Then what?
The end of the
war. Can you see that we are the one delaying the end? Can we see it? All right, let's read NLT of verse 14 only. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it. And then the end will come. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I said we are going to look at my life is not your own in line with God's mandate. Because if really my life is not my own, then I will fulfill this scripture. And then, many of us, the reason why we always say that the end should come is when we are frustrated. Yes or no? How many of us have gotten that? Well, let Jesus just come, Jerry. Because this is why I'm getting too much. Most times, that's not the reason why we say that. So that's our wish or desire. Really will not make the end come. Until we obey the scripture. So the prophecies have been coming over the house about us having scatterings. Yeah, it's because the Lord wants us to obey this. We are a house that has been called to obey this. We are a house that has been called to obey this. So if tomorrow they tell you are going to Sokoto, just know that the reason is this. And if you are going to Australia, the reason is this. In fact, in GCC, it must not be heard that we have a Jakpa spirit. Because the reason why the Lord will send you is because this scripture must be fulfilled. And if this scripture must be fulfilled, then you must know that your life is not your own. Because if you keep seeing that your life is yours, then it will be difficult for this scripture to be fulfilled. When you are called to go somewhere, you will not consider your comfort first. You will consider this scripture first. At your place of work, you will consider this scripture first. In school, you will consider this scripture first. In your business, you will consider this scripture first. We need help, oh. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 28, just to add up on this. Matthew 28 verse 19. This is a popular scripture we know. Alright, therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3 to 4. All right, for this is a good and accept, this is for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Can you see that it's actually God's mandate? He really wants all men to be saved. And that is why he has said that we should go and preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
You know, many of us can sing in songs that we love Jesus. Right? How many of you, maybe today or this week, you've said that I love Jesus. All right. But do you know that if you really love Jesus, you will obey his commandment? John 14:15 says that if you love me, you will keep my commandment. We will obey God's commandment. And preaching the gospel is a commandment that we must fulfill. We must fulfill. You know, for me, I think this for me is like a total mind shift. The reason why I'm doing anything now is for the gospel. The reason I want to do anything, if I don't see the gospel being fulfilled or this commandment being fulfilled, then I think I'm not interested. I really don't think I want to be interested in anything that will not make Matthew 24:14 work. Like I said earlier, the only reason we can come to this point where nothing else matters is when we really have come to that point of knowing that my life is not my own. my life is not my own. Your life is not your own. Your life is not your own. Like, you must make that your resolution as you leave church this evening. And you are not just, it's not just a word, it's not just a cliche, it's not just a quotable quote. It's a decision that you are making, that my life is not my own. Amen. We must do God's business well and with urgency. We must do God's business well and with urgency. We must do it well and with urgency. Now, I want us to read, I want us to read Matthew 25. From verse 14. Please thank KJV. Alright, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained. Please take it back. I have gained 2 more talents besides them. 23. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. 24. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given. And he will have abundance. And he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. The reason why we read this scripture is because it's in line with, it's a continuation from 24. From Matthew 24, actually. And then Jesus was talking here about the kingdom of God. And then this, from verse 14 to 30 was in line. Verse 14 was saying that for the kingdom of heaven is as a man. So it was just a parable to talk about the kingdom of heaven. And I'm sure many of us have heard, we've heard teachings on the talent, right? This talent is not that I can sing, we know that, right? Or I can do drama or something. It's actually in line with God's kingdom. So what has God given you? And what have you done with it? You know, if you look at it, the guy with one talent should have been the one that seems like the easiest. To make a profit on one talent shouldn't have been very difficult. But because the guy has decided to keep his life, decided to go on, it's a very, you know, I pray that none of us will not hold on to what is God's out of selfishness, you know. I don't know what was running through that guy's mind for him to have done that. That's wickedness, like scriptures put it. Amen. All right, my time is almost up and I'm going to round up in about 2 minutes. So I read the scripture because of the statement I made. I said we must do God's business well and with urgency. The matter of the kingdom, the matter of preaching the gospel is actually God's business. And we're not going to do it the way we do our 8 to 5 jobs or run our businesses. We are going to do it because it's God's own. It carries a lot of weight. And we're going to do it because there's an urgency on it. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Finally, I want us to read Psalm 37. Verse 4 and 5. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I don't know if we have TPT, but I have it here, and I'll read it from here. All right. It says that, find your delight and true pleasure in Yahweh, and he will give you what you desire the most. Give God the right to direct your life. And as you trust him along the way, you will find he pulled it off perfectly. I want us to read it again and take it in. Verse 5 actually. Give God the right to direct your life. And as you trust him along the way, you will find he pulled it off perfectly. So do you have fears? Do you have worries? Can you just give God your life? Can you just tell him, just take it all? And you will find it along the way that he pulled it off perfectly. You can't imagine, you know, by the time you see your life, if you look back, by the time you get to the point where Jesus wants you to get to, and then you look back, you will see that if you had planned it yourself, I'm sure you will have gone, you will have gone in a way that was not planned at all. So don't waste that time. Don't waste that time. Don't hold on to your life. Don't hold on to your life, because really you cannot do anything with it, really. You cannot do anything. We cannot do anything with our lives by ourselves. So let us give him the right to direct it. You see, he said give him the right, because really you have the right to direct your life, but you have to choose to give God the right to direct your life. And as you trust him along the way, you will find he pulled it off perfectly. Now, I want us to respond to God. I want us to just respond to God. For some of us, we might need to repent. For some of us, we might need to re-surrender our lives. For some of us, we might just need to declare our commitment to Jesus again. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us to not hold on to our lives. Help us, Jesus. Help us to know that you've got us all the way. Help us to allow you. Help us to allow you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help me, Father. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. Help us, oh God. Help us, Jesus. We give you all of our lives. We give you everything. We do not hold anything back. We do not hold anything back, Jesus. Radivele Godoshabaya. Randa Basufedia Tush. Elegede Baragodosusaya. Rada Badabash. Rana Miyako Sute Labaradabashitaya. Oh Jesus. This will not just be words. They will become an impartation of your spirit. Where we will run with it, oh God. You will help us to run with this word. Our lives indeed is not ours. We submit it to you. We give it all to you. Help us, Jesus. Radivelia kosha dabaya. Randis embele debosh. Mando godogo supaya.